Greetings once again, friends. It is my joy to share with you how we have the ability to encourage one another through our learning and growing. Scripture has much to tell us in the way of how these two things can be so important in our lives. And for me personally, I believe that the message given to us in the first chapter of Colossians, verses 3 to 10, holds the key to what all we learn and how we grow come together. Please hear these words. We always pray for you, and we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Paul talking to the people in Colossians. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. You learned about the good news from Epaphras, our beloved co-worker. He is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us on your behalf. He has told us about the love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. So, we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then, the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. That final verse is our focus, our anchor, if you will, for this final topic. Because I believe that the more we learn and the more that we grow, the more we will come to know God better and better. But let me flip the pages back a few years, if you will, kind of back to where the game of jacks was important to myself. For growing up, much of what I learned between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. Many of us learn in different ways according to our cultures. And so for my household and in my cultures, some of the things that I learned that has still stayed with me to this day, if you open it, close it. If you drop it, pick it up. Don't forget to say please and thank you. And make sure that if you pull it out, push it back in. I have to chuckle at myself from time to time when I walk past a table that has several chairs to it, and there are some that are not pushed all the way in, and I find myself pushing it back in. Learning, we understand, has many forms. And we also understand that learning can be messy. Sometimes we learn from mistakes that we have made, from things we have forgotten, and from things we've had to do repeatedly. Growing up, I learned not only the importance of those basic things, but many of the things that I learned in kindergarten. But I'm not the only person, because author Robert Fugro also wrote a book titled, I Learned Everything I Needed in Kindergarten. For him, those things included treating people the way you want to be treated. Some of his other things and lessons that he learned was to share everything, to play fair, don't hit people, put things back where you found them, and clean up your own mess. His book goes on to remind us of several things that carried us through our lives. Things that one would consider at the time to be insignificant. Little did I know that playing a game of Jackson ball was actually helping me to develop my eye and hand coordination. That as I grew older, I would be able to have a greater dexterity and greater ability with my hands in the various jobs that I would later hold in my career. When I had the opportunity to be the community director for a community center, I had the joy of taking a group of young people from the community to a weekend retreat at Deep Creek Lake. For many of these young people, this was their very first time out of the city of Baltimore. They enjoyed the scenery, they had a great camaraderie, but it was also a time of learning and teaching for them. And so part of their time together was learning team building and team building skills. And I had to come up with a way that was not intimidating, that would be enjoyable to help them learn how to build a team. And so I use none other than a set of jacks and a ball. And I was able to identify certain young people who had actually played before and then gave them the challenge or the charge of teaching others in their group of how to play the game. Initially, they were thinking, are you sure I can do this? And I say, you can do it. It's something fun. You enjoy playing it. And I believe that you are able to help the members on your team to learn how to do so as well. This very simple game from years ago provided an opportunity for these young people to learn something new, how to take it and apply it in other areas of their life, and that they could use later on as they developed their skills. I had the opportunity to speak with one of our staff members who had shared with us how they had a learning experience when they went to college. Coming from a strong Christian family, their faith was important to them, and they had a long-time desire of going into ministry. However, our paths don't always go the way that we think they would. And so as he went to college, he wanted to play football, something that he enjoyed doing. But he also wanted to be an engineer. And so he had the challenges of balancing a football schedule as well as meeting the requirements of being an engineer. And he found himself not connected as he once was when he was home in his faith. And so his brother shared with him, when he had gotten to a point of wanting to give up, he says, I have a prescription for you. He says, I want you to start each day by spending 30 minutes in prayer and reading your Bible. And then I want you to learn 3 verses of scripture each week. Don't give up, but put this prescription to practice. I want you to know that this young man followed the prescription that his brother gave him, and it helped him to grow in his faith. It helped him to learn that while he may have wanted to go into ministry, there was a difference of growing into ministry. While, yes, he did change his major, he continued to learn that which would keep him grounded, and he is someone whom I admire today for his grasp and brass knowledge of scripture, and can be often heard quoting scripture through many of our discussions. I also love a quote that I found that says, "You're never too old to learn." And this is true. The same is true as we grow from our childhood to adolescent to young adult and adult. It is also true in our Christian walk. We are never too old to learn. For God continues to provide us opportunity upon opportunity. For in the Bible, there is a very familiar story of David, who started out as a young boy, a young shepherd, if you will, but also someone who took something that was familiar with him and would be considered a toy in some people's eyes and was able to do a miraculous thing. We know the story of David and Goliath, and how when other adults were afraid of Goliath, how David took his simple slingshot and a smooth stone and was able to defeat the giant. But David had learned the importance of his faith, and he stood on his faith in God and was not going to back down, but he wanted to do what he felt was God's will. We have a grand opportunity to be able to help others to grow and to learn and to encourage them through our experiences. Jesus very often used experiences that the people of his day were familiar with. And because they were an agricultural population, he very often would use parables and stories about fields and growing and dying and living in order to relate to the people. While we may all be different, we all can still grow together. If we would allow ourselves to understand that none of us have all of the answers, and that there are others, regardless of age, who can teach us important things. Les Brown used to say, "You are never too young to teach, and you are never too old to learn." There are opportunities upon opportunities for us to learn from children, just as children have opportunities to learn from us. The question is, my friends, whether or not our hearts are open to seeking the answers to the things that we need and want to know. Are we willing to seek and grow from the answers that we receive? And are we willing to share that information with others? Not in a haughty or boastful way, but in a way that will encourage others, to help them to realize that they too have something to offer someone else. We are told in scripture that if we seek, that we can find. If we knock, doors will be open unto us. The question is, are we still willing to learn? Are we still willing to grow? To learn more about what it is that God has in store for us? That our life will be that of getting to know God better and better. Yes, I know things have been anything but normal. But I would dare say that I have learned more things during the pandemic than I did before the pandemic. Fearing that technology was not necessarily a friend or something I would need, I have learned how to do so many things. To be able to still be connected with you, to be connected with family, to see my grandchildren as they grow. However, I had to be willing to seek out someone who would help me, seek out encouragement during challenging times, go and knock and be willing to ask for help and put pride aside, and to realize that God continues to teach us and put people in our lives to help us learn and to grow. Sometimes it's the simple things like a game of jacks. Or maybe it's Uno, because this is a great way to help young people to learn their numbers, or maybe a bat and ball, or sometimes they call it a paddle ball now. Or who knows, maybe even a simple game of Jenga, where we have to spend time seeking and learning what it is that God would have us to do, what would happen if we took a chance, if you will, and were willing to do something different that we hadn't done before. Realizing we can learn and grow, and yes, my friends, it does get messy. But even in the messiness, we have the opportunity to encourage others, to be with others, to be an example of what can take place if we avail ourselves to the simple lessons that we have learned early on in our lives, and to the example that God has left us in Scripture. I love what it says in the 86th chapter of Psalms, the 11th verse. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. And so, my friends, I pray that you will be willing to hold on to the words in the Gospel of Matthew that I have shared with you throughout this message, found in the 7th chapter and the 8th verse. For anyone who seeks, they will receive. I'm sorry, for anyone who asks, they shall receive. For anyone who seeks will find, and to anyone who knocks, the door will be open. I believe, church, that all of this has been a part of what we have learned these 6 weeks in ways that we can encourage one another. And I pray that you continue to grow and to learn. Amen and amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to gather as your people, to continue to seek your word, God, as we learn how we can continue to encourage one another, God, how the gift of learning and growing is a part of your will for your people. Lord God, allow us to have ears to hear and hearts to receive, God, as we are introduced to new things, Lord, by those who may be much younger and those much wiser. Oh God, we thank you for all of these opportunities, Lord, and we pray that we get to know you better and better. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who left us these words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen. God bless you, church, and happy Valentine's Day.